Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Mpolelo Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala, joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
So now we have a situation where the case has been postponed until the 9th of September. The medical professionals have until the 20th of August to submit that medical report. Just give us some sense of the nonsense or no sense that this seems to be making.
Certainly the court is playing or making sure that every precaution has been taken to ensure that everything is above board in this matter. Let's remember, you have the constitution that is applicable, in particular Section 35 of the constitution that ensures that a person, an accused person, must have a fair trial. In line with that, we then have the Criminal Procedure Act, which that dictates to us as to how these type of proceedings should go. And in making these inquiries, what is it that you must look for? Now, the court in this case is saying, we may or may not believe you as the accused as to the nature of your illness. However, we want to make sure that everything is above board. And in doing so, we want to hold a further inquiry on the 9th of September, in which we would look into the details of the nature of your illness to determine whether are you able to stand trial. If you do, or if you are physically able to come here, will you be able to understand the nature of the proceedings moving forward? That is the basis in which the court then made that particular order of saying that the matter must then be removed or be scheduled for the 9th to the 10th of September. In addition to that, we saw the state saying, yes, we know that, Mr. Zuma, you have your own legal, your own medical practitioner, but please make it an order of court, asking the court that is, that our own medical experts can go and do the inspection or conduct a medical inspection on you, so that we are on the same page as to the nature of your illness. I would guess that based on the letter that was submitted detailing the nature of the illness of the former president, the state was not really convinced that it contained much information that would enable it either to consent to the application or to oppose a particular application. So they said, because this is the first time this application is coming, we'll agree to it at this stage. However, we want to make sure that when you come back on the 9th, we've got all the needed information, either to oppose or to consent to application for the matter to proceed or not to proceed on that day.
So the court is a little bit skeptical, obviously, because this is in the playbook. We expected this. This was the next chapter, and Jacob Zuma is following it to, he's following it down to the letter. We expected some form of a medical story. What happens? I mean, doesn't this place a medical team, Zuma's medical team, in a very difficult position? Because surely if they are claiming that he is ill and maybe he isn't that ill, and of course any person over the age of, you know, 60 or 70, whatever that would be, will have something that they might be able to write down, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's that bad that he needs to be in hospital and can't come to court. Doesn't this place the medical team in a very, very difficult and potentially embarrassing situation?
It does. In fact, it places a number of people in a difficult situation. The first is that you then have the potential of exposing or making public the medical records of the former president. Now, even if it wasn't the former president, any person wants their medical record to be kept private. That is why we have privilege between our doctors and ourselves in that information should it be divulged to anyone. So once you take it into an open court and you're submitting documents in which you allege that you are not well, The court can protect you to a certain extent. However, it can't protect you entirely as to that information won't be made public. People won't know what exactly is the nature of the illness that you have. But most importantly, then the court wants to know and say, as you are quite right, it sometimes is a reason it is given by accused or individuals who do not want to stand trial. However, the court must be objective and say that in the case that this matter goes to another court, in this case the Supreme Court of Appeals or even the Constitutional Court, we must have been seen to have complied with the Constitution, which is very clear. And it says that any trial must start and end within the shortest amount of time or within reasonable amount of time. So in the elimination of any disturbances, in the elimination of any delays, in the inquiries in which the court will then have to engage in, guided by the Criminal Procedure Act, these type of information must be provided. And in this case, it's unique because whoever that alleges must be able to prove. So if you say you are sick, you must put to show records that you are sick. If you are saying you're not well, not be able to understand the nature of the proceedings, you are the one that must provide it. So you are only exposed in as much as you want to be exposed. If it's indeed true that the former president is not okay, then that is what the court will have to deal with. But evidence must be provided so that the court is able to make or come to a reasonable conclusion.
Do you get the sense, we do need to leave it here, but do you get the sense that he is running out of, he's running out of options, Jacob Zuma?
I do get the sense that maybe there may be a need to make sure that the trial is prepared for when he's out of prison currently, so that he has an ample amount of time to deal with the matter, to deal with the evidence, the manner and approach in which they want to approach it. And if you look at not the previous occasion, but the first one which was postponed, there was indication that the former president wants to go into the witness box. He wants to give evidence viva voce. Now, there may be instances in which they are saying, we can't really prepare you for that witness box appearance while you're in jail. We need you to be outside so that you are well prepared. Let's find other means or maybe another process of making sure that you are then available and well prepared. Or it could be that he's really sick. But if he is really sick and he can't attend those particular proceedings, then he must be able to provide evidence. As stated earlier, whatever that you are alleged, you must be able to prove.
Absolutely. That's where we leave it. In Mpilele Zikalala, founder and a director at Zikalala Pty Limited.